your art book. I have made one mistake in art when I began. I didn't know to start writing an art book to get it done. This is an idea that I would like to share with you, and I hope that you'll share it too. So, it may be that your biggest work of art is a book that will help others start. Guess who's going to do all the illustrations? Yes, you. Congratulations. But this is a three-part project, so make sure all the items are checked. 1. Write down all the advice that comes to you while you draw, even if it seems clumsy or raw. 2. Illustrate pencils, screen projectors, and computer programs you use. You can draw some helpful diagrams if you choose. 3. Your book also keeps photos of all your works. That's one of the perks. But go slow, as most new artists can't buy too much. So start with a simple and small drawing kit, graphite paper, and such. And always remind your students to get the shadows right. Make sure the light in their source photos is very bright. It is always good to start with hard light and deep shadows and darks, as those become the works that will get the most remarks. Good light and some hard shadows will make a portrait come alive, and your book project will thrive. Always have copies of your book to give away for free, and remind new artists not to go on a shopping spree. Artists' pencils should be inexpensive and easy to get. Then all they need is some paper and blending stumps, and they are all set. Remind your students not to push the pencils into paper too much. Tell them not to scar their paper and to keep a light touch. To be respectful of the person you are drawing, you can't be too careful. Use a projector or graphite copy paper to make your subject cheerful. You should take the photo yourself, print it out, and trace it. This can only serve to your benefit. If you like computers, load it up into a photo editing app, lower color count, and trace the edges to create a tracing map. If you don't mind electronics, get a Pico or mini projector, or you can get an inexpensive one that uses a light bulb and a reflector. Once you trace all the proportions right, that is when you really start. And I always begun with the eyes. I made them wise and full of stars and skies. Always create multiple sketches, portraits, and works. Some with deep darks overwhelmed with shadows. Others full of fireworks. It is not possible to just create one work of art. It will either be too much light or too dark. It takes many tries to frame a person's character, heart, and soul. And that should always be your goal.